everybody. Michelle here. Countdown for break 4th. Yesterday was, I'm going to count it from Friday. So yesterday was 5-day countdown. Today's 4. What was I doing today? Well, today was mainly housework related. I usually have it as my day off, but just so it's so close to break 4th and other stuff, I decided not to. George is helping out with the Wild Rose Old Time Fiddlers Association tonight. So it's girls' night in, or out in, so to speak. This afternoon I watched some TV. Of course I, did some Bible work and just focus on God a little bit. It really helps to pray and stuff, and I've been praying a lot about my writing since I've really done a downward slide with regards to it. So anyway, I decided to boo about what I'm making right now. And what I'm making right now is my homemade veggie spaghetti sauce. Now, it changes each time because it depends on what I have. And the only thing I don't have right now, at least thawed, is my zucchini. That's my garlic onion. My onion. I usually like to toast my herbs in with some onion, and then eventually some garlic, and that really provides an earthiness. But since I have no onion or onion powder, I'm getting a no-no here because I've turned my back on you. But anyway, so since I have no onion or onion powder, I have to go without. And I also have no oregano. So what I'm doing right now is I'm putting in whole tomatoes that I got from the garden. They've been froze. And so I'm putting them in. There's some big ones. From my garden. Now, where did I put that stuff? Oh, there it is. And that's going to provide the liquid, a lot of the liquid. But I also, someone gave me some Roma tomatoes. And I've heard from chefs, like Food Network and stuff like that, that use a juicier tomato to provide the liquids. So you're not using water, so you're really not diluting it. And then you use your aromas, what I was putting in, for your meatiness. So that's what I've done right now, and I've done this start process, which is basically olive oil, herbs and spices, which is basically pepper, and garlic, and than the tomatoes. So really, that's it. That's the start of this. When I come back, I will put in things like, first of all, I'll mash these down so that you're not getting these great big hunks of tomatoes, because that's supposed to be such an easy way to do this. And so I've had these on like medium heat. And already they're starting to work their magic, so to speak. But I will put in things like maybe some celery and a red pepper, because those are pretty good. I probably should have done the celery earlier, but so it may change. But for now, we'll leave it at that. This was on kind of medium heat. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this to medium low and let it sit for maybe about a half an hour. So I'll talk to you then. If I can pause it. Okay, so I think it's been a half an hour, but I did come and check things because I didn't feel things were moving along too good. So I'm going to check things. Yep, she's bubbling. I'll set this down. You better listen. So that's the bubbling. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go in here, and remember, like I said earlier, I'm going to mash them up. Oh, there's one that's not quite ready, but that's okay. By the end of this, we're going to have such a cool sauce. Maybe I should say hot. it's going to be awesome to have tonight. At least I hope, anyway. So most of them have been cut in two. Still have little chunks, but as things simmer, they should be they should break down some more. So basically, I'm going to put in some mushrooms, before I do that, I will grab a pepper. Zucchini though. Well, the squash. But I did have a zucchini that, or a couple that were frozen, and they could have been done the same way. But I decided not to, for the simple reason that it would have had to have gotten thrown in on its own, and I really don't like doing that. watching Food Network, not Food Network, I wish. This is Food Factory is used to be on Monday nights, but they changed their channels up, so it's no longer. I found it on TV Tropolis, on Bell Network here. So yeah, I'm cutting in this this pepper. It's a red pepper, a bell pepper. Take a look at it. Basically, for me, when I'm making a sauce, I look at how much vegetable is in. Is it going to be enough? And I think that, yeah, there's not going to be enough. Oh. I just went and knocked my pepper out of my hands. So. So anyway, that's basically what I'm doing right now. Putting this pepper into it, and basically I'll need the whole thing. So I will catch you when the next part comes. Okay, on to the next. She's really bubbling away, and I'm. Once I put in the mushrooms and then the vegetables, I will throw in the mix vegetables, and then we'll really throw it down to a simmer. And that's basically what my my sauce is. Canned mushrooms. I love to have regular mushrooms, but they're so expensive. But maybe one of these days for a real girls' night in dinner, if I know enough in advance, I will provide my. With the regular really good ingredients. Let's see here. Alright, so next the frozen vegetables, it's going to drop down the temperature a bit, but that's okay, it'll come back up, and it'll add even more body. I'm making a really big batch, but I usually use out of a kilogram bag, and I probably use more this time since it's a bigger batch, but I probably used about a quarter of a kilo. You know, for if you don't have to go by guessing or by exact weight, you can just guess that out just by feeling roughly about a kilogram of your hands. So I'm gonna let that come back up to temperature with the lid on. And then I'll probably let it simmer for a while to reduce it with the, lid off. But I just realized something that a cook is supposed to do. So I'm going to try and get a little bit without the veg, which is going to be a bit hard. Oh, there we go. It's more of a soup right now. But that's why I want to reduce it. So far, so good. I missed that oregano flavor, though. But I will let you go now. And I'm not going to move about boiling water and making pasta. Most people know how to do that. But what I will do is I'll move back with the evaluation. Okay? We'll let you next time. May your journeys be safe ones. Take care. And God bless. Bye for now.